It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Justice Department announced on Sunday that it would review the police response to the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Local law enforcement officials have faced harsh criticism for holding off on confronting the gunman for more than an hour. The attacker was finally killed by a tactical unit of border control agents. So we know that as many as 19 local and federal officers were in the hallway during much of the shooting. Sources say officers were present outside the classroom by 11:35 a.m., but the suspect wasn't killed until 12:50 p.m. when a tactical Border Patrol unit breached the first room. During the 75 minutes in between, reports suggest that officers were told not to engage. This despite multiple calls from students to 911 from inside the classroom during that time. Local police have also faced scrutiny following videos posted to social media showing frantic parents being restrained by police outside the school. President Biden on Sunday met with relatives of the 19 children and two teachers killed in the shooting. Biden and First Lady Jill placed flowers in a memorial outside the school. They walked past a row of large photos of the victims, stopping to touch some of them. They then attended Mass at a local church. But as the Bidens left, a man shouted, "Do something!" Biden responded by saying, "We will." Well, when? You see, the House is out for the week. The Senate is on recess for 2 weeks, but Canada showed they can act quickly. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said the country will dramatically tighten access to guns after a series of deadly mass shootings in the U.S. The decision isn't a full ban, but Trudeau said it effectively caps the market for handguns in Canada as he halted any new sales, imports, or transfers of those weapons.
As a government, as a society, we have a responsibility to act to prevent more tragedies. Canadians certainly don't need assault-style weapons that were designed to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. Gun violence is a complex problem, but at the end of the day, the math is really quite simple. The fewer the guns in our communities, the safer everyone will be.
Meanwhile, here, things continue. In just the 72 hours over Memorial Day weekend, there were more than 300 shooting incidents across the country, killing over 130 people. This according to data tabulated by the Gun Violence Archives. There were at least 12 mass shootings, with at least 10 deaths and 61 injuries. The Washington Post reporting Monday that these mass shootings, which are defined as events with four or more victims shot or killed, occurred in Colorado Springs, Fresno, California, Malabar, Florida, Chicago, Taft, Oklahoma. I could keep going, but you get the idea. President Biden, returning to the White House, repeated his call for tougher gun control laws, saying banning assault-style weapons like the one the attacker used in Texas would be a rational place to start. So, all right, I complained that the House is on recess for the week, but the House Judiciary Committee will be holding an emergency hearing on Thursday to mark up a package of 8 gun-related bills, which Democrats are calling the Protecting Our Kids Act. So these 8 bills include legislation to raise the purchasing age for semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, ban the import, sale, manufacture, transfer, or possession of high-capacity ammunition magazines, although existing magazines would be grandfathered in. They require existing bump stocks to be registered under the National Firearms Act and bars the manufacture, sale, or possession of new bump stocks for civilian use. It amends the definition of ghost guns to require background checks on all sales, as ATF is trying to do through rulemaking. It strengthens criminal penalties for gun trafficking and straw purchases and establishes new requirements for storing guns at home, especially in homes with minors present, while providing tax credits for storage devices. House Democratic leaders plan to bring these bills to the floor early next week and are confident they have the votes to pass them, but there are a lot of hurdles to climb. And then there's the Senate, where the package does not have the 60 votes it would need to advance. So, Nancy Pelosi, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, and Assistant Speaker Catherine Clark held a call on Thursday to discuss how to respond. Sadly, gun violence isn't the only problem plaguing the country. In an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, President Biden lays out his plan for fighting inflation. White House officials saying there will be a heavy focus on inflation and gun violence throughout June. Biden's op-ed lays out a three-point program for dealing with inflation, but it relies on congressional action for most of it. And so far, that's not happening. Biden writing, quote, "My predecessor demeaned the Fed, and past presidents have sought to influence its decisions inappropriately during periods of elevated inflation. I won't do this. I've appointed highly qualified people from both parties to lead that institution. I agree with their assessment that fighting inflation is our top economic challenge right now." Biden says Congress can help further by passing clean energy tax credits and investments that he's proposed. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, Russian and Ukrainian forces continue fighting in cities across eastern Ukraine. President Zelensky made his first trip to visit the troops on the front lines in Kharkiv. And finally, the National Rifle Association announced on Monday that its board of directors voted 54-1 to re-elect scandal-plagued Wayne LaPierre as its CEO and executive vice president. The vote came during the NRA's annual meeting as LaPierre faced a challenge from former Congressman Alan West. In case you were wondering, West got just one vote. It was probably his own. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.